Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity
Weekly Podcast.
Welcome to My Security Media's Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast. And we're at the DevCore Group out in Mitchinbury, New South Wales, and joined by Mark Cohen, the Managing Director. Mark, thanks for joining us. Look, first thing I saw when I came out here, you've got a new facility. You've been here for about 18 months, I understand.
Yes.
And you have a warehouse robot.
Yes.
And this is for our Drastic channel, our drones and robotics channel. Maybe talk us about the business process before you went out and bought a, 400 square meter robot?
Well, yes, it's just grown recently, so it's now, over 400 square meters.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what was the process you went through?
Well, look, I've always been interested in automation and sometimes cutting edge, or as my CFO likes to call it, bleeding edge.
Yes.
And we were previously in a 6,500 square meter facility out in Moorebank, and the rent was fairly crippling, as you can understand, in Sydney. And we thought there's got to be a better way, so I researched for a while and I came upon this product from Norway called AutoStore by a company called Hatteland. And look, everything on paper made so much sense. It almost seemed too good to be true. It was one of these things that you go, why doesn't everybody have this?
Yep.
if the numbers stack up so well? So eventually I couldn't think of any reason not to do it. So we had a purpose-built facility here of only 1,500 square meters.
Right.
And we put in this AutoStore system through a local agent called Bastion. And it's one of the few times in life where the hype actually delivers. And it certainly has. But basically, it's kind of difficult to explain just over a podcast, but essentially what it is, it's, if you can imagine, a whole lot of plastic buckets stacked on top of each other, and they stacked 16 high, 5.5 meters, and they can be in any kind of configuration. They can go around poles, etc., etc. And then on top of it you put a grid, and then you have these robots traversing this grid at right angles. So it's sort of like rooks in a chess game.
Well, it looks like a big Meccano set type arrangement. And we will have a video on the website too.
So basically what happens then, if everybody always, the first question people ask me, but what if I want the bucket on the bottom? How do I get the bucket on the bottom? So what in fact happens is the robots, either singularly or in conjunction with one another, lift the other 15 buckets off the bucket you want and stack them on top of the grid, and then retrieve the 16th bucket. Now, the next question some people may ask is, doesn't this take a lot of time? And it does for a warehouse. It takes 3.5 minutes to do, but the robots are constantly working, so they pre-stage everything. So sometimes if I'm here really late at night and nobody's here, somebody will place a web order and suddenly all the robots will spring to life to pre-stage the order for the next day.
Right.
So that when somebody goes to one of these picking ports to pick from it, the orders get delivered, the totes get delivered to the picker faster than the picker can actually pick them.
Right.
Because they've all been pre-staged. So it's a pretty amazing system.
Well, it is. It's almost, and it's hard to call it a robot. It's almost, because there must be obviously the software-driven brain.
Yes.
And these are, as you say, the configuration is just buckets that are set up into a framework and they're able to move around.
Yes.
But it's actually the brains of the system that are configuring how they all move. And
yeah,
when
the software is pretty phenomenal. Basically, we spoke to them and they said it's got to the point where it's kind of almost like AI. They don't quite understand how it
works. The system is learning?
Look, I don't know for sure, but it would appear to us it does really smart things without any of us telling it. So yes, there's There were also kind of a lot of unexpected advantages to it. The biggest unexpected one was actually the saving in electricity.
Yeah.
We knew when we went from a large facility to a small facility, obviously, you know, there'd be quite a reasonable electricity saving, but we actually saved 75% of our bill.
Wow.
And our bill was...
Just on power.
Yeah, our bill was around $8,000 a month, so it was quite significant.
And any other impacts on the business? I mean, that's a huge saving.
But... The biggest saving was the space. Space in Sydney is such a premium. Yes. So
your rent's been reduced.
Yeah. So we'll get payback on the system mainly as a result of space in under 2 years.
What about in terms of staff? I imagine, one, you might have not need as many staff, but also the awareness and the impact on your existing staff to be working with the latest technology.
Well, I guess, yes. I guess, unfortunately, some staff were made redundant as a result. Because it's a far more efficient system. The other thing is OH&S, you picking at a constant height, at a constant position. There's no forklifts whizzing around, there's no conveyor belts or anything like that. The other big advantage with it has been that stock control. So we have around 12,000 SKUs, and, you know, stock on shelves tends to migrate over time.
Yeah.
And you lose it. This, it's very difficult to lose stock because you're only being presented with a single bin at a time.
So, how many bins do you have there? It looks like
we're now up to we're up to 14,500 bins.
Okay, right. Oh, that's up in there. But I'm talking about the actual access is those collection bins out the front. That's the only access to the stock.
Yeah, it's a single port. So there's four ports.
There's
four ports that you can pick or receive to. So picking and receiving are more or less the same through the same port.
And you also mentioned you're using robotics in other parts of the business. Mm-hmm. Talk us through that.
Okay, well, we do a lot of R&D at Davcor. We design locks. We've got 7 engineers and a couple of machinists. And what we found when we're doing cycle testing, ordinarily, when you build a cycle testing rig, you build it with pneumatics and Arduinos, and it's fairly mechanical. But we had a requirement for some locks to have a human-like, we needed a human-like test on those locks over many cycles. And we actually were seriously considering hiring backpackers to do it, you know.
And when you say cycle for the audience, it's just making sure how long will that lock operate for?
How many thousands of times the lock will operate for without breaking down. Yeah. So we looked at that, and obviously that's a difficult process recruiting.
You can imagine how many backpackers. I don't even imagine the position description. But
yeah, exactly.
This is obviously a highly repetitive,
process. You know, subject to potential OH&S issues with repetitive strain, that sort of thing. We approached a large industrial mechatronics company to design a rig for us, and they wanted a small fortune. And then we came across this company called Universal Robots that have these robots that you program it by, in fact, setting waypoints. So there's not as much programming through an interface. You can actually set waypoints by moving the robots,
right?
Which is quite incredible. So
and then it records that, and repeats it.
Because
Universal Robots are well known for their Universal Robot Arm, yes?
Yes, so it's just that.
Right.
So we built a rig, and then these robots tested the product as we wanted to. And we're lucky it did, because we found an issue with the product and had to redesign it.
Nice.
So they paid for themselves.
Do you send the products to them, or have you got a robotic arm?
No, we've got two. Not at this facility, unfortunately. But yes, we've got two Universal Robots.
Nice.
That we use.
Well, look, Mark Cohen, the Managing Director for Davcor Group out here in New South Wales, just outside of Sydney, in Minchinbury. It's an impressive business, an impressive facility.
Thank you.
So to find out more information, I mentioned we'll have some videos on the website, but it's davcor.com.au.
Correct.
Great. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate.